What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless Podcast. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we're very excited to do a question and answer part two today. We did one for our 200th episode, and we didn't get to a lot of questions that we wanted to, and a lot of you seem to want a part two. So that is what we're going to be doing today. But before we get into it, do we have a quotable, Kelsey?
Oh. Yes, we do. Taylor Tomlinson. this is a great quote. It's, one day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through and be someone else's survival guide. And that is from none other than Brené Brown, who we love on the show. And it was submitted by Helpster Kia. So thank you so much, Kia.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one.
Delicious. Such a good one.
Love that one. So our first question is, I think I'm too comfortable being single. How do I get back in the dating scene? Well, there's some obvious answers, you know, getting on an app. I would say try to go out to a bar or do an activity, sign up for a sports team or something where you can meet people. But obviously with COVID, that makes it hard. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, are they wanting to be in a relationship, but don't know how to be because they've been single for so long? Or does it sound like they're saying, I like being single so much and I don't want to give up my freedom to be in a relationship? And how do I get to a place where I want that?
Right. Because it sounds almost like they're enjoying being single. It's like, I'm too comfortable being single, but they obviously wouldn't be asking about how to get back in the dating scene if they didn't want to be. Maybe you can also do some emotional work too of figuring out what you're looking for in a partner, and maybe that can help guide you in figuring out how you maybe want to meet somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. There is one thing I would be doing if I were single, and that would be taking my dog to dog parks and walking around the neighborhood and walking around literally everywhere and going to dog events because I had no idea how many people you meet just by walking your dog around the neighborhood because I was never single with a dog. Right. So when Cam and I got Maverick, it was like we went from not knowing a single person in our neighborhood to literally knowing everybody's name. And that has been the most organic way to meet new people and like make, you know, acquaintances than I've ever experienced as like an adult. So that has been very interesting. And obviously if you don't have a dog, that's a bit different, but I would get a dog if you've been, if you've been considering one, or going to dog parks, because I know a lot of people, I see a lot of people just hang out at dog parks who just want to play with dogs.
Really?
And end up chatting with people like that too. So that is kind of like a spot that I don't think a lot of people think about, but man, it is easy to meet people in dog friendly ways. So that would be my hot quarantine tip.
Also, getting a dog, taking care of a dog might help you get ready to take care of a boyfriend or girlfriend.
There you go.
Good
exactly.
Point. Mm-hmm. Good point. Exactly. Hey, it's like your joke about, is it the joke about not being sure if you want a baby or not? And then you just like slam a sleeve of Ritz and you're like,
oh yeah.
It.
Like maybe do I want to be married or do I just need to eat bread?
Yeah.
I like can't remember. I'm like, when was I telling jokes? I can't even remember them now.
Yeah, so like laying under warm laundry, something like that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So laying funny. Under warm laundry is if you're single and you don't want to be, a great quick fix.
Yeah, fixes most of life's problems.
Yeah. Yes. Land or some warm laundry.
Maybe you get a pet and you're like, you know what? This is actually all I needed. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah.
This next question is, what has helped you get through the day-to-day of the major transition periods in your life?
For me, it's been going outside and walking. If I can do an actual workout, get some cardio going, dance around, anything like that, that helps even more. But at least just getting outside and getting some fresh air, getting some perspective, that's helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I second that totally. Drinking enough water,
mm-hmm.
getting some sunlight on your face if you can, or fresh air if there's no sun to be seen, and
yeah,
some sort of exercise. All of that are game changers.
Yeah, even if it's like one thing that you do a day that makes you feel like you have a routine of some kind or some, you know, semblance of normalcy. And then, yeah, I'm trying to think of what kind of maybe mindset stuff I'm doing when I'm going through like a rough transition. I think I just try to focus on what I can control and just try my best to let go of the rest. And, you know, I can control my environment. I can control what I'm, you know, who I'm around or what I'm watching or what I'm doing. And that's pretty much it. Lots of deep breaths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of deep breaths.
Yes.
Okay. What's one tough thing to admit about yourself to others, and how can you be more open about it?
Oh,
that's a good one.
That is good.
Coming in hot.
Very hot.
Can you read it one more time?
Tough thing. What's a tough thing to admit about yourself to others, and how can you be more open about it?
You cut out for a second there, but I think you said what's a tough thing to admit about yourself to others.
Uh-huh.
And how can you be more open about it?
Mm. I think for me, it's just that I don't do confrontation. And if I am doing it, it's not going to be very well. Like, I'm going to be really nervous about it, and yeah. I will avoid it at all costs. And sometimes that means that I'm not acting authentically, and that's something I'm definitely working on. So it's like, yeah, that's probably what I would say is like, I'm not going to be the one to initiate any kind of tough conversation, even if it needs to be had. And that's, yeah, that's definitely something, yeah, I'm working on now that I'm getting older, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine would probably be talking about my perfectionism and how hard I am on myself, and talk about how I'm, you know, trying to work to go easier on myself. And yeah, sorry, I'm like, quarantine brain. I'm trying to remember the question and answer it adequately. But yeah,
I know it's been so long since we've met new people and had to,
I know,
give them like the lowdown on our personalities.
Yeah,
like, it's been hard to tell someone. It's like I haven't told anyone something new.
Yeah,
in a while. Dude.
It's so weird. Have you guys felt like that if you're socializing whether it's, I don't know, somebody new on FaceTime or whatever, Zoom, or like seeing somebody that you have, I have felt like I have forgotten how to socialize and like have small talk and conversations. I'll just be like, it's weird. I already felt awkward socially. And now that's like times a million. Yeah, because yeah. I'm just not getting practice anymore. Yeah. I see you guys, yeah. I see my family, I see a couple friends, I see my dog. That's about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think mine is how introverted I am. I think that's like a hard thing to tell people. Because when you're getting to know people, whether it's friends or romantic partners, you like want to seem fun and outgoing.
Yeah.
Because that's what society has conditioned us to think is the best. But you know, you try to like pretend you're cool and up for anything, and I'm really just not, and a lot like drains me. So yeah. I think it's in every relationship that I form, friendship or otherwise, there's always like a moment where I have to go, look, I can't really handle this social situation for right. this long. Like I need an out, or like you just go without me, or even like friends of mine that are more extroverted. It's hard sometimes because they'll get like offended if I don't see them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I really want to, I had to see, you know, this many people today. I'm full, you know,
yeah.
like just because I have 4 hours at the end of the day doesn't mean those are open
totally.
For another social engagement, even totally. If it's just like a walk or a FaceTime. Like I only have a certain amount of juice, and once we're dry, baby.
Yeah.
Day's over.
You get a daily supply. That's it.
Yeah.
Daily supply. And then we reset in the morning.
That's fair.
It's like a popular like barbecue joint that like only makes enough for the day. And if you show up at noon, you're like, should have interacted with me earlier. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm done for the day.
Come back at 8.
We're out of ribs. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Next question. Why don't you know how to eat a tamale?
Well, we know who that's for.
We know who that's for. That would be for me. Because I grew up in Spokane, I guess, and that just was not, tamales were not a thing that was made abundantly available. So it's still really no excuse. I grew up going to Mexican restaurants. I just never ordered a tamale. So
late to the tamale game.
I'm late to the tamale game. We'll I don't know what else to tell you. You know. All right. Next question.
Okay. Who of you would be the last to survive in a zombie apocalypse? I feel like we've gotten a question similar to this before. People are really interested in seeing us in a zombie apocalypse.
They really
the last
are.
To survive.
I mean, I feel pretty confident in saying that I would be the first to go.
Mm. What do you think would take you out?
Oh, I mean... A peanut, a gust of wind. The list of things I'm allergic to, like a condom. You know,
it's right.
I'm just not built for the elements like that.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to be inside. You're an inside lady.
Yeah,
I'm an inside lady. That's why me surfing has been such a shock to everybody in my life, because that is just like not. My usual way, but in general, very indoorsy.
Day one, we're like, there's no more mascara. Kelsey just shoots herself.
I can't take it. Yeah.
So it'd be down to me and Taylor. Who do you think? Yeah. Who do you think would last the longest? I have no idea.
Delaney, I think. Just out of the fact that, like, yeah, because you already live. You just were saying that you wanted to go live in like a treehouse or something, or like live in a hut. It's not that I don't see Taylor not being able to survive. I just mean like Delaney's got like that weird thing that would make her do whatever it takes, I think, to survive. I don't know.
But this is a zombie apocalypse, right?
Right.
Our biggest threat. It's not like, this isn't like zombie. Hatchet. This isn't like
make it into frame.
My side of the
good, good reference, Hatchet. You know? Throwing it back to required reading, elementary school.
Well, it's not like, oh, we're gonna go out with a backpack and try to, like, there are
right.
zombies.
We're not starting. So I think, we're not camping.
Yeah, I think I would survive because I'm the most cutthroat and I trust the least. And so I think Delaney would get bitten because she'd be like, no, they need our help. And I'd be like, that's a fucking zombie. And she'd be gone.
You're not wrong.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
About skills.
If somebody was like in between, like they were in transition from human to zombie, and it was like, okay, that cut could be a zombie cut, or they could have hurt themselves on a tree, I'd be like, maybe we should give them the benefit of the doubt, their strength in numbers, yeah. And then I would get murdered. Yeah,
I'd be like, they're gone.
Yeah.
And okay, then, yeah, I changed my answer.
Taylor. Yeah, Taylor would. I think that, yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, Taylor, desert island, Delaney.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sephora makeup counter, Kelsey.
Kels, all the way.
What an honor.
The ocean, Kelsey.
Right.
The competition,
yeah.
Kelsey.
Kelsey, ocean lady now. Under the sea. Mermaid, if we had to be mermaids, Kelsey. Yeah.
I don't know. That's pushing it a little bit, but I appreciate you guys trying to throw me a bone here. Okay. Tay, do you have a question?
I do. If you could each break one of your bad habits, what would it be and why?
Oh, man. God, do you have an hour? I don't know. I feel like I have several.
No, there's so many. I mean, looking at my phone. It's
looking
so
at my phone,
basic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an addiction. I can't get over it. Even when I'm like doing all the things in my morning routine, it's like I'm still looking at my phone for 20 minutes first
yeah.
thing.
Mine would be to stop being late for a lot of things, and which actually goes hand in hand with being on my phone too much, because I will lose track of time scrolling, posting, doing something, and then I'm like, fuck. And just, I'm 31. There's no excuse for this. I should have a better awareness of how long it takes me to do certain things in life. Like, I'll have an appointment and I'll go, oh, I have time to like eat breakfast and shower and, you know, X, Y, Z. And it's realistically, maybe I only have time to eat breakfast and then I'm fucked and I'm late. And so I'm really, really, I would like to break that habit. It's a bad habit. Mm.
I would say, I think I've been struggling right now with just staying up too late for no reason. And I could get to bed earlier. I have been binging the shit out of Married at First Sight and I'm hooked and I need to see every episode that exists. So that's my problem. I get into a show and then I stay up until freaking 2 a.m. when I wake up around, you know, 7:30.
Right.
So that's, you know, I could, it's just, I'm blaming reality TV because now I'm very into it. And I was never a reality TV person before quarantine. And now I'm watching The Fucking Bachelor, Married at First Sight, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. I mean, you name it. I've seen it. Dr. Pimple Popper, all of the things. I do not discriminate against these shows. I want all of them inside me. So that's a problem. That's been a problem for me.
Yeah, I would agree. All our problems are this, like, I think we share a lot of these.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like content. We're consuming content.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what can trace back our habit.
Yeah. Goddamn content.
The C word.
Content.
Fucking C word. Okay. Is it me?
I think it's. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, doll.
Okay. Where's the worst place you've crapped your pants on accident?
Oh, my friend Maddie's house when I was like 5.
Really? You haven't crapped your pants since 5?
Oh, have you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Kelsey, I know you have.
Kelsey takes the cake on this one.
Of course. Yeah. There's really sharing a story from under the age of 6, it doesn't really count because it's like, that's what you were doing at that age anyway. It was like hitting diapers and shit. I mean, 5 is a little old for diapers, but
we were just taking turns shitting our pants back then.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, where do I even begin? I got food poisoning and shit my pants while I was in the middle seat of the middle row of my family car on I shared this story on Middle of Somewhere. I got violent food poisoning. I was at my grandma's house. It was both ends on the toilet with a garbage can. And then rather than my dad just being like, hey, let's
just let her stay here for the night. They're like, we're going to take her back home. And I was like an active volcano. Like there was no, I shouldn't have been transported. And so they put me, we had like a station wagon. And so it was my dad, and my stepmom in the front. In the middle row, they put my stepsister, me, and my brother. So I was like in the middle, the nucleus of this bomb. And then my youngest brother right behind me in the last row. And they gave me a garbage bag to throw up in. But there's not, you can't do anything about the back end. And it was like a 15-minute drive. And within 5 minutes, I felt it coming. And I just remember like through tears saying to my family, I'm really sorry, guys. And I just like, just absolute nightmare. Like the whole thing running down my pant legs with all of my family surrounding me. And it was dead of winter in Spokane. And all of the windows were rolled down with like people's heads out. It was like 15 degrees out. Horrifying. That was that. That was in high school. And then also, was it also in high school? I shit my pants during a 3-on-3 street basketball tournament
in
Spokane. It's called Hoop Fest. It's the world's largest 3-on-3 street basketball tournament. And it wasn't like a full shit my pants. It was more of like a shirt. But I, fully like in the beating hot sun on asphalt minutes before a basketball game, had to like waddle to a Red Robin and had my mom drop off a new pair of panties. And she thought I like started my period. So there were a bunch of tampons in the bag. I was like, I'll put one of these in my asshole, to be honest. Like that would be a better route to go. So, and then everybody knows about me shitting in a box in my apartment a couple years ago. So
yeah.
Hashtag IBS.
That is
wow. Cool stories. Yeah. What a wow. Pick your favorite from that one, guys, because I mean, I think the weird, I shat myself at the dinner table once. I guess that was the weirdest spot.
Wow.
To be fair, I was like 15. To be fair, I had taken, whatever fluid or solution you're supposed to drink the night before a colonoscopy. I had taken that. So it was expected that I was going to be shitting all night, but I didn't realize how urgent it would feel. And so I, to be honest, just thought it was going to be a fart, shat my pants at the dinner table. And I said, sorry guys, I shat my pants and I'm going to go clean this up. And my parents were like, okay, cool.
Oh my God.
Go do that. And why? I mean, you know, you could have just not tried to fart at the dinner table. That could have been preventable, but
yeah.
Shat myself and that's it. That's all I can think
now
of.
Now I feel left out.
You're going to have to do something soon, Taylor. I mean, it's not too late.
Yeah.
You still have time to shit yourself in your 20s.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You said that you recently, you feel like you didn't fuck up enough in like a big way. And we're just waiting with open arms for you to shit your pants somewhere. I'm telling you. Let's get a story. Let's get a story.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, God. All right. Is it my turn or Kelsey's turn?
I think it's my turn. Have you guys ever had your birth chart read? I would be very interested in. Oh, wow. Really having quarantine brain today. I would be very interested in an astrology episode. I have not had my birth chart read. Have either of you had your birth chart read?
I have not.
Okay.
A few years ago, a friend of mine did it. I can't remember what it said, though, to be honest. And yeah, astrology is on our list of episodes that we want to do. So that is something that is on our to-do list, because that would be really fun.
I would like that.
Somebody on to read all of our charts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe we haven't done that yet.
I know.
Yes.
We're easy. We're in Los Angeles.
We'll make that one a priority, because that would be a really good time.
Yeah.
That would be a good time. What are your favorite movies?
Oh
shit. Your turn, Taylor. Sorry.
No. You already asked it. We can't put it back movies. In our bodies, much like the shit in Kelsey's parents' van.
Truly. Favorite movies. My all-time favorite movie is Ocean's 11, but the newer one with
a good one.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And that's my favorite.
Nice. I've never seen it. I gotta see it. Never seen any of the Oceans. I didn't see any of them.
God, they're so good.
I'll put it on my, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put it on my to-do list because I'm going to be running out of Married at First Sight very soon. So I'm going to need something.
It's so good. It's one of those ones I can watch over and over and I'll notice a new thing every time because it's such a complicated plot and so many moving parts, you know. I love it.
And it's just fun to see a lot of movie stars in one movie.
Yes. Right. Oh, the cast.
That's like where they're kind of like James Bond spy type people, right?
They're like con men. Yeah. I mean, they're pulling off a bank robbery.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It's like
a heist movie.
A heist movie. Okay, mm-hmm. I can get into it. All right.
My favorite movie is Singing in the Rain. That's my favorite movie.
So on brand, Taylor.
Such an old soul. My God, I've never seen Singing in the Rain.
I would expect nothing less.
So good. But you don't like musicals, huh? Right. You like can't do musicals. But it like transcends that genre because everyone's so fucking talented.
Mm. Okay.
I'll have to watch it.
You gotta watch it. Tell me what you think.
All right, I'll put it on my list. I'm gonna put it on a post-Married at First Sight list going.
Here and it's funny, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just great.
Okay. How about you, Del?
Airplane is the greatest movie of all time, and I will debate it to my death. So that's my answer. It's incredible in every way. You catch new jokes every time you watch it. It's timeless. It's magical. And end of story.
I gotta watch that too.
You know, yeah, I also haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's funny? We're having deja vu because we did an episode a long time ago, like well over a year ago.
Yeah.
Where we were answering some sort of questions like this and we did go through and say our favorite movies.
Yes.
And I know I've heard your guys' before and I know that I still have not seen either of your favorite movies.
Oh my gosh.
Movies.
We need to make sure. This needs to be on all of our to-do list that we should watch each other's favorite movies and then
reconvene. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Airplane should be first, though, just a heads up.
Okay. Okay. Tay, what do you got?
Okay. Are there any signs that let you know you're going to be ghosted despite how well the date went? Any signs that you're going to be ghosted? I guess responses is getting shorter and shorter. And
I thought, yeah. Okay. So they're asking post-date, that like the date went well, but they are getting the sense that they might be getting, like about to be getting ghosted.
It sounds like that, yeah.
Oh, I would say the sign is they do not respond after that.
Yeah.
Like they literally don't respond to a text.
I think she's asking, or this person is asking, like leading up to the actual ghost. What if there are signs you can point to that go, oh, I think a ghost is coming.
But you know what? That sounds like fizzling out, not ghosting.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, is it?
Ghosting is
I feel like a fizzle is mutual.
Ghosting is like you think the person died because there was literally no communication after. So it's like you went on a date and you said, that was really nice. Do you want to do it again? And then you never hear from that person again, ever. Even if you're like, hey, how's it going? Nope. Fucking nothing. Fizzling out is like the responses get shorter and shorter, one word answers. And then it's just like somebody gives up and stops talking to the other person. But I don't think I would consider that a ghost. A ghost is legit like, hey, let's do this again. And then you don't hear from the person, even if they're the ones that are like, I'll reach out. And then,
yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point. So then is it impossible to ghost somebody that you haven't gone on a date with yet? Or is that just fizzling? Like if you're just talking to someone.
I think you can ghost.
And someone stops.
I think that could still be a ghost. Because it kind of depends if that's like, if you're communicating consistently with somebody.
Right.
So many layers to, I feel like that, I reference this a lot, but like the GIF with the equations, like this is one of those questions where you're like,
yeah,
so many different possibilities here with modern dating.
Yeah.
I still think that what they're asking though is like, can you point to signs that somebody might be about to stop interacting with you?
I have one.
And have it fizzle out. Okay.
The fact that you're asking this question is a sign.
Mic drop.
You're doubting if the person is into you, just fucking move on.
Yeah. If you don't feel like the effort is being matched, if it doesn't feel like there's a generally, you know, mutual amount of communication or initiation.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
Maybe ghost before you get ghosted. Ghost the ghoster.
Ghost the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The ghosting thing is fascinating to me. I regret one time I did do it and I regret it so much. It's my biggest regret in all of my fucked up dating history.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't want to hurt the person's feelings, but ended up probably hurting them more by just not saying, hey, I'm just not feeling it. You know, right. It could have just taken one text of, hey, I'm just not feeling it. Think you're great. But instead I just kind of like, I think I did the fizzle though. I didn't do the full on. Never see again.
Right.
Well, that's the thing with dating apps. You can just unmatch somebody. Like you can just like.
That sounds real. That sounds even more painful to just be like.
Oh, is that bad?
Like thought it was going to be good and nope. Backing away. Yeah. It's like the Homer Simpson Bush.
I mean, yes. I feel like unmatching is just like. But like,
oh, that sounds really.
Is that harsh?
I would get
swipe lefted on before getting unmatched, I would say.
Well, yeah, because you never know.
You would never know. Yeah.
You can just be like, I guess they never saw my profile. Like, you can just lie to yourself forever and then you forget.
Okay, so Tay, are you saying that like somebody, like you match with somebody and then they send you a message, you decide you're not interested anymore, and so you unmatch?
Yeah.
Oof, that's mean. That's so mean. Just don't say anything.
I didn't.
Ignore. Yeah.
Okay, but
then I am. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, delete the message.
Just don't.
I don't think you can delete the message.
Just don't respond.
Yeah.
If you decided that you're actually not interested, and they all they've done is literally just sent like one message, and you're like, you know, I actually am not as interested as I thought. Just
ghost.
Just don't respond. Yeah. But like, it's just such an unnecessary like cruelty, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Just...
You might be right. But is that, I don't know. You're right. It's so hard to know how direct to be with people, I think, because like if you've been, I just did Hannah Dickinson's podcast and she was talking about not getting ghosted by somebody, but like talking to someone like every day for like FaceTiming every night for like hours for like 2 weeks. And then they were like, oh, my therapist said I can't be in a relationship. Just kidding. We're not. And then like blocked her on everything.
Oh,
and whoa. I was like, that's horrifying. That's what I think of when I think of ghosting is like, you were a thing. I don't think that if like someone sends you one message and then you don't respond, that's like a ghost.
Right. I see.
You know?
Right. I agree. That's just this, like, you just ended up not being interested enough to want to participate and engage in that conversation. Yeah. But it's the same, like, you not responding is the same effect as unmatching without it being so, like, you know, like they, because they will receive the message either way. If you don't respond, they're not going to keep.
So they get they might.
Sometimes people do.
Sometimes people do, which is like, you know, that's going to be a problem either way. But I would. Here's the thing: if somebody sends you a message, you decide you're not into them, so you don't respond. If they send you another one or like continue to, then I would unmatch, because then it's there, like, okay, they're not getting it. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. You do, you do.
Interesting.
You.
Do you say I'm not interested, or do you just stop responding?
If there's been a, there have been some times where I've hit yes on somebody, on the app, and then once we match, I kind of like look at their profile again and kind of go, I'm like, maybe I'm actually not really interested. Or if they, their opening message is like weird or just clearly something I wouldn't be into, right, then I just don't respond.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And there's, I don't know if I've shared this on here, but there was one guy who sent just like such a weird opening message that was like way too familiar, like just right off the bat being like, so here's what I'm thinking for our date. We're going to do this, this, this. And like, I don't know. It was very weird. And I just didn't respond. And then he, the next day said, so you're not a big talker. I like that. And I was just like, oh, just stop.
Oh, like, that's gross.
That okay. is gross. Oh,
see, unmatch. The first thing you said, I was like, that's kind of cute and fun. Like, that, this is what I'm thinking for our date. Like, I think that's kind of like a fun way to kick it off, which is so funny because I texted Kelsey the other night and I was like, oh, can you imagine if someone just writes, how was your weekend? And Kelsey's like, that's nice. And I was like, is it? I feel like
an opening message to you, Tay, has to like really have a lot of acrobatics to it for you to be like, okay, this is somebody who's like gonna be engaging enough, you know.
I don't know. I mean, that's not true. There have been people who just said, hey, or how was your weekend? And I don't think that's a bad thing, but there's some time where you're just like, I don't know. I hate being a comedian so much. Everyone's so boring.
Well, and the pressure that I feel like a lot of dudes put on themselves when they find out that we're comedians. Some dudes have sent like just the worst opening jokes, like knock knock jokes, and you're just like, just no, it's just talk to me in a regular way. But
I mean, I have a question for you. I mean, this is a lot and whatever. Who gives a fuck? It's a question and answer podcast. Okay. I have questions. How about that?
Okay.
I'm submitting a question. Okay. If somebody, I guess your profile says you're a comedian, right, Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Delaney, when you were on dating apps, did you put that you were a comedian?
No.
Did you put any pictures of you doing stand-up?
Yes, I would put one picture of me doing stand-up so they know it was some kind of part of my life, but maybe they also maybe thought I was a singer or something.
Right.
I tried not to. I think I would put worked in entertainment or something, but I was on a different app than what you guys are on, or I would put whatever my day job was.
Okay.
Because I got really annoyed with the comedian one-liner shit. Tell me a joke. Are you funny? Yeah. What's your shtick? Here's a joke. How about I got tired of shit. So I just kind of did something else at some point. But I think at the beginning I may have, but I don't really remember.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Taylor and I were discussing what if it's better to make that not abundantly clear that we're comedians or not. But
this is just, again, a personal preference. I appreciate if somebody sends a message that is like that they've looked at my profile and it's not some generic opener or like their go-to whatever. Right. If somebody asks me a question about foosball or about stand-up, I love that because it feels like they are like that they actually care. They're not just, there was some video going viral on TikTok today that a guy was like, this is my opening line on Tinder that works 10 out of 10. And he screenshotted him sending this opening message and the girl's response. And he screenshot probably like 25 of them and every girl loved it. And his opening line was, I'm about to go to Whole Foods. What do you want me to get you?
That's Aziz Ansari's joke.
No way.
That guy stole Aziz Ansari's joke. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, fucking TikTok.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's and girls love that shit. But to me, if somebody said that to me, I would know that that's a line. And I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, it's a copy and paster. You got to make it personal. If you want any responses that are good, make it personal. It takes about 20 seconds to look at their profile and figure out how you can ask something. One line that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a thing where I looked somebody up on Instagram that I had matched with and they already followed me and they didn't say that they followed me already. Like they said nothing about like, and I thought that was weird.
They weren't letting on that they knew who you were.
Yeah. Basically. And I thought that was pretty weird.
Okay.
Cause I'm not like, not everybody knows who I am. You know what I mean? But there are people and look, I've been on dating apps for 2 days and I'll probably delete them tomorrow. But there are people who do like send messages that are like, if this is real, then hey, I liked your special or whatever. And that kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah, just like be upfront about it. Don't be weird.
Right.
Because like I also had like one of my siblings like had a friend tell them that like their boss was saying they matched with me or something. And I was like, so people just know, but they don't say anything.
Oh, how weird.
And you just go, oh, cool. Great. This person doesn't know. That's awesome. Like, it's so and if I didn't like, I don't know. I think it's weird to be like, want to get dinner? And I'm like, and like, how was your weekend? And it's like, you know. You saw my story.
Dude, actually somebody I ended up dating from a dating app had seen me do stand-up like 6 months to a year before we started dating. And then it wasn't until like, I don't know, a month or two of dating. They said, by the way, I knew who you were before we met. I'm like,
which was weird, right?
Interesting. So you saw me doing cousin fucking jokes and you were still like, yep, sign me up. Weird.
It's a good man right there. Yeah. Tay, you and I were speaking about this on the phone that it's hard because of course, statistically, there's what, however many, 7 billion people on the planet, but you do have such a huge following now that statistically, like it's not going to be that uncommon for people that match with you to know who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say more people probably know than don't, especially if they're on the app that you're on with
like, entertainment, young industry people. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That, I mean,
that's so gross, but like the entertainment dating app, I don't like, I'm just like, whatever. It's also, I think dating apps are a great time. This person, I'm hoping to get back to the original question. I hope you didn't get ghosted. But if you did, they did you a favor because who wants somebody who would ghost you? And clearly they just weren't feeling it and it's nothing about you. Here's what I will say to this person who is worried about getting ghosted or anybody who's like, I got ghosted and it sucks. I've stopped responding to people that I thought were objectively attractive or cool, but I just like didn't want to talk anymore or like. Like I'm not on dating apps because I want to be in a relationship right now, like at all. So everybody has their own reasons for, you know, being on an app or going on a date with you or whatever. And it's not always a reflection of you that they're not interested.
Absolutely. Right. And you cut out for a second, but I think you said that there are times where you haven't responded to somebody who you felt was objectively attractive, correct? Okay. Yeah. Right. It just cut out for that part.
Yeah.
Well, shall we move on to the next question?
Yes.
This is the last one on our little page here. Any outdoor girls' night ideas besides backyard drinks? It's a good question and hard during.
We would go roller skating together.
Yeah, roller skating, long walks.
Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah, beach, park, hiking trail.
Yeah, get some takeout food, go to a park.
Yep,
draw with park. Chalk on a sidewalk.
Dog park, bike ride.
Yeah. Love it.
That's good, right?
Yeah. Tay, do you have like one more question or something?
Yeah. I mean, best idea for a first date.
Oh.
Let's give our COVID answer and our non-COVID answer.
Yeah. Good thinking. I love playing sports so much and any sort of activity that's not just like only sitting and talking, although I do love a good dinner date, but, anything like whether it's going and shooting hoops, throwing a frisbee, like anything like that, that's a little bit more, fun and you're doing something together. I like stuff like that. And you can do a lot of that during COVID actually, if you find an outdoor safe COVID space to do it in.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a coffee and a walk. I think first date, and you know, this isn't super romantic, but I think a good first date is one that you can end quickly or after a long time. I think flexibility is important on a first date. That's why when people are like, oh, I hate a movie, you can't even talk. It's like, yeah, that's the point. If you aren't hitting it off, there's a movie. Yeah. And then if you do hit it off, you can talk about the movie.
Keep going. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's why I just like coffee and a walk, because it's quick. I know that's not a lot of planning. So maybe dinner.
Yeah, whatever. I love a dinner date. That's good, especially in the beginning to like get to know each other and talk and stuff like that.
Yeah, coffee or a drink or a dessert was always my go-to first date for Taylor's reasons that she just mentioned. I need to be able to go if I'm not feeling it, and I can get out of there in about 45 minutes if needed. And then if it's going well, there's opportunity to keep things going. Like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to like grab food over here? Do you want to go do this thing? So I like that. And then, or if it's like a first date with somebody that you know that you like maybe you met them somewhere already and then they asked you out or whatever, that would be like dinner outside somewhere, preferably with like some kind of nice view would be great. And then a nice like walk after, so you can make
it
out. So you can make out.
You can make it out.
While you're walking.
And if bars are open, I love a good place that has like bar sports and stuff. Again, games, that whole thing. I just think it's super fun.
So fun. I would love dog park and a hot tea. Love it.
Dog park and a hot tea. Years old.
So good.
That's a really good one.
Yes.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for submitting your questions. Taylor had to duck out to a meeting real quick, but Delaney and I are going to wrap the show up. So, Del, do you have an iTunes review?
Yes, this is from, is it Anissa Arine? 95? Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Anissarenae 95.
Anissa Renee.
Anissa Renee. Okay, great. That sounds right. Okay. And this Renee says, Queens, never have I ever written a review, but here I am. If I was on a TV show, it would be True Life. I'm addicted to self-help. That is funny. I thought I was addicted to Bad Bunny, but I find myself choosing to listen to you guys over him lately. Oh, I've never heard of that. I'm going to check that out. You're welcome. Anyways, thank you. Thank you for being transparent, vulnerable, and funny. Duh. My goal for 2021 is to start a podcast because I feel I have a lot to offer this world and I think I'm pretty funny and you guys have motivated me so much more. Thank you so much for taking time out of your lives to be friends with all of us. I appreciate y'all more than you know.
That is so nice.
Yes, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much for leaving that review. That was a very thoughtful and long review.
Very
appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and congrats on the launch of your podcast. If it's in the process, that's exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to do segments? You want to wrap it up?
The only thing I got is I've been using an app that I have found enjoyable called Noom. Have you heard of it? N-O-O-M?
I have heard of it, but remind me what it does.
It's basically, now that I have a wedding date, first of all, I realized I gained the quarantine 15 literally, which is fine. I enjoyed every pound of it. Don't get me wrong. But I have, now that we have an elopement date, I'm like, oh, I want to start, you know, eating a certain way and maybe doing some push-ups and stuff every once in a while. And so I've been using the Noom app, and you can log your food and all that kind of stuff. But it's really all about psychology, your behavior. So I think it's just good for just building a habit. I've never done an app like that before, and I didn't really know what to expect. And it's actually something I actually am sticking with, and I'm going back to every day versus to be honest, most fitness apps or something. If I try it, I might do it once or twice and then I fall off.
Yeah.
I haven't fallen off on this. I think it's super well done. And I feel if our listeners are obviously interested in mindset and self-improvement and all that, it's definitely cool. We're not sponsored by them by any means, but I'm kind of blown away by how much I like it and how much it's helping me and working with some of my habits. So it's cool.
That's awesome. Very, very cool, man.
Yes.
All right. Well, we hope that you listeners have a great week and stay healthy and safe. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We really appreciate it and would love anything you can do to help the show grow and get the word out. So if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, that helps us move up the iTunes charts. If you can tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody that you think would love the podcast, you can also screenshot an episode and share it in your Instagram, in your Instagram stories. Anything helps. Also, if you want more of the show, if you want bonus episodes, if you want to be able to be more interactive and help choose podcast topics, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. You guys can follow me on Instagram @KelseyCookComedy, on Twitter @KelseyCook. You can go to my website, kelseycook.com, which has links to my online makeup course. You can listen to my album, Savor It, on Spotify and iTunes. And you can watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. How about you guys? Where can people find you?
You can follow me @TaylorTomlinson on Instagram and Twitter. My website is ttomcomedy.com. And you can watch my 1-hour special streaming on Netflix right now called Quarter Life Crisis.
Awesome. And you can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. That's where you'll find information about my one-to-one consulting and my online courses. So basically, if you're a business owner, podcaster, or comedian, and you're looking to either start those things or grow those things, you can reach out to me for more information. I also have an email list at DelaneyFisher.com where I share my favorite tools, tips, treats, and free shit. And then we just want to say a big special thank you to our wonderful editor, Emma Erdbrink, and our fantastic associate producer, Humaira Nawaz.
And you can find everything that we all just mentioned at selfhelplesspodcast.com.